We pray. Speak, O Lord, your servants are listening. Amen. Last time we heard that the just shall live by his faith. We need to trust God in all things because he knows what he's doing. And what he is doing is always for our eternal good. Perhaps this might have raised some questions in your minds. Does God make evil things happen? Did God instigate Vladimir Putin to attack Ukraine? Did God cause those six people in Sacramento to die? Did God make you sick? The book of Job shows us that God does allow Satan to do things. However, we also learn that God controls what is happening. So that in the end, Job could say, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job trusted that God controls everything. He even uses the wicked to accomplish his purposes. And so Job humbly submitted to the will of God. Now it's one thing to say that God allowed Satan to interfere in the life of Job, but it's quite another to say that God approved of how Satan did this. Satan stirred up the wicked desires of the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans so that they murdered Job's servants and stole Job's possessions. That Job should lose his possessions was in agreement with the will of God. It fit into his purpose. The sins that were committed in the process were not in agreement. God is not a casual bystander observing events and occasionally interfering. He is so intimately involved in the details of our everyday lives that he's even got the number of hairs on our head numbered. And I don't even have that. Our God is involved in our lives, and he's involved in everything in the world. Does he want Ukraine as a nation to come to an end? We'll have to wait and see. God revealed his will in the story of Job. He has not revealed his will in the story of Ukraine. However, he has revealed this, that he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. In the verse that follows this, God reveals his ultimate purpose, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. So the boundaries of nations have been determined by the Lord. The longevity of a particular nation has been determined. And if the boundaries change as a result of war, this does not mean that the evils that were committed in the war are approved by God. He could accomplish the same thing in other ways. Yet even the evils of men are used by him. For what else do we have in this world but sinful people? Consider those wicked men who sin greatly by crucifying the Son of God. Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. God's purpose was achieved, our debt was paid, Our sins are forgiven. That is the result. The process in the sinful hearts of men was not of God's making. The Soviet Union, how did that come to an end? Through violence and bloodshed? No. God worked in the mind of Mikhail Gorbachev, and the Iron Curtain fell. There was no war. What we need to come to grips with is just what Job said. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. And this goes way back to the beginning, actually. In the beginning, God gave. He created all things, including a holy and righteous man and woman. But they rebelled against him. Now, he could have ended everything right there. He could have taken away that which he gave. Instead, because of his great love, he continued to give. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. From the Garden of Eden to the present day and to the end of the world, God's loving purpose in all things has been to save us through the blood and righteousness of his Son, Jesus Christ. In order to accomplish this purpose in a sinful world, he has to make use of sinful people. And so it comes about that God's purposes are good, man's are evil. Whether they're the Sabaeans or the Chaldeans or the Russians or evil people interfering in your own lives. In the end, God knows. God controls. God gives. God takes away. Of nations, the Bible says, the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. Of all people, the Bible says, in him, in God, we live and move and have our being, our very existence. And of you personally, the scripture says that your times are in his hands. So yes, sometimes God allows things to happen. At other times, he makes things happen. At all times, he is in control. He controls the giving and the taking away. And his purpose is and always has been the salvation of our souls. So the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember this, the next time the Lord gives or takes away something in your life. We turn to the hymn in the Lutheran Service Book, number 725, Children of the Heavenly Father, verse 1 and verse 4. 725.